Hi, Dan. How is Sturlo?
Hello, mate.
Now,
how are you going?
We're going well. Your reaction to the story, I imagine your phone has been running very, very hot.
Oh, the silly season started, mate. It started very early. I don't know where it came from. The only thing I can say is that he's not being shopped around. People are ringing me consistently wanting to know what the possibilities may be, but he's never been shopped around. I have spoken to a couple of agents from France and Spain who have contacted me and said, would he be interested? I said, look, there's always probably some interest there, but at this stage, he hasn't asked me to go out and source any interest, whether it be in UK Super League or whether it be French rugby union, European rugby, or Japan rugby. And then there was the story about, that he's been offered at €800,000. Well, that's completely, I don't know where that's come from because he's never been shopped around on that. There's always just been people coming to us, whether it's an agent or clubs directly to me and saying, what are the possibilities? And I said, well, he's on contract till 2017. With the Sam Burgess case, he did get out a year early. Probably people are looking at that and saying, well, perhaps GI could want to go. Well, mate, he's never said, go, Alan, go out and source it. I want to go. So, that puts an end to that.
Well, has Greg seen the story? I'm assuming that he has. A lot of players don't read the papers, but I'm sure that he's seen the story. And what was his reaction? What did he say to you on the back of it?
Oh, mate, I spoke to him Sunday morning. I think he was that buggered because he was just got home from the All-Stars game and was getting ready to get on a plane to go straight to the UK. And he said, mate, no, just let him continue to talk about it, but he mate, he's just been made captain of South Sydney. He's a very proud Indigenous man. He's done a great job, in the last couple of weeks getting that, with all the other Indigenous and All-Star boys, getting that game from virtually nowhere to getting nearly 25,000 people at the game. So, mate, it's just been generated by the fact that, he's probably the next one that people can see on the ranks after a Sonny Bill Williams and Israe Folau, Sam Burgess. I think they're just trying to, get a story out. But, mate, there are continued approaches, and I just sort of say, well, Greg will never say never, and I think he's been quoted as that, but it's just not the appropriate time at this stage anyway.
This is Alan Ganey, Greg Inglis's manager. Alan, how close was he to taking up that Essendon offer a few years ago?
Mate, within 24 hours.
Wow.
Only a last minute meeting with Dave Gallup because we were having a very frustrating time with the NRL at that stage getting his contract registered. And, there were some anomalies there which we had to overcome, and we felt as though we had overcome all that. And, we just couldn't get the contract registered, and he was quite prepared to go. He'd been down there, had a chat to them, and, mate, it was only a last-minute meeting with Dave Gallup that really threw it the other way.
What did Dave, because in those days there was no war chest to dig in, what did Dave Gallup produce that kept you and Greg in the game?
Mate, just finally said, yes, we'll register the contract. there was nothing else to it. Yeah. There was some third-party deals, which were all, funky-dory. They were all above board. And, I think they were just trying to play for a little bit of time and whatever, and making sure South had got all their paperwork. And, there was this situation with his Melbourne situation, which he had to resolve, which was resolved. But, mate, I just think it was just a bit of a lackadaisical, But, mate, he was very close because he was getting well and truly fed up, as we all were, with having these anomalies to, fences to jump, which we thought we'd jumped high enough over them and done everything we could from our end. So, yeah, but, mate, it was close. It was probably within 24 hours.
But as of today, if I'm a South Sydney fan, I'm still sitting back in the afterglow of that grand final victory, I can be confident that Greg Inglis will be there for the duration of the current contract.
I would say that without a shadow of doubt, mate, unless he came to me and said, Alan, at the end of 16, 17, whatever, he's on contract till 17, but, mate, I can see no reason why anything would change between now and then. Mate, there is a lot of money available over there, and, I think what happens with a lot of these high-profile, and there's not that many high-profile players that attract the sort of attention that Greg does, and, mate, he's continually being asked to do things, not just from his sponsors. He services his sponsors very well and his third parties, but just outside that, you know, he's sort of the face of so many things that people want him for. And I think, you know, the demands then just become so great upon him that, you know, now he's captain of South Sydney. I can just see that at some stage there might be a breaking point. They're saying, listen, I just can't do it anymore. And I'm trying to get his workload to not a minimum, but to allow him to be a rugby league player, because that's essentially what he is. But he's very much in demand from people from every facet of life. You know, people want him to do documentaries on him. There's people want to write books on him. People want him to open this show, to do that. You know, it's just non-stop. he just can't do it all.
I got a kids' party on next Sunday. What's he doing?
Yeah, mate, he's been invited to kids' parties. He loves kids and he does as much as he can for them, mate. I got a box of chocolates delivered to him today from someone who he'd done a little favour for, and I've got a big box of chocolates here to give him when he gets back. So, mate, he loves all that sort of stuff. But there is a time limit. And, mate, he's promoting rugby league on a very big level at the moment, you know, with everything that he's doing. I just think it gets to a bit of a breaking point some stage where, you know, the NRL have got to say, well, you know, they own the images and the marketing rights to the players, but, you know, some of these players are doing a little bit over and above their duty, and, you know, they got no, you can't go out and get more third parties for them because they can't service their sponsors, you know. And I think some stage has got to be to some of the elite players to get a top up, because they are the tool that is promoting this game, you know. Some of them, unfortunately, you know, might put a little bit disrespect into it some stage with the incidents that occur, but, you know, blokes that go out and continually in demand and work with everyone that's in the media and whatever to promote the game, and I think the Indigenous game last week was indicative of it. I just know what those boys did, and I'm getting feedback that the amount of work that was put in by those boys to get that game to where it should have been was quite incredible.
All right, we better let you go, Alan. So you've denied the story. You're not shopping him around, is
not
what you're saying.
Not shopping him around, but he's never saying never, mate.
Okay.
You can't say that.
And now, Alan, I understand everything you said, but there are worse things than being inundated with offers all the time. We'd all love to.
They're not offers. What's his
situation?
I get you.
They're requests.
I've never got an offer on the table, mate.
No, very good. Very good. Mate, Alan, thank you for joining us at short notice.
Thanks, mate.